So while Allison and company are freezing their little tushies off at Sundance, the Bryant Park blog is toasty and warm, and here to stoke the fire is our web editor, Laura Conaway.
Good morning.
Hey, Laura.
There's your theme music.
Aha! Heat it up.
Heat it up. Heat it up. So what is cooking on the blog?
Man, I got to tell you, these people out in Sundance, I talked to video producer Wynn Rosenfeld over the weekend, and he said it basically sounds like he's trying to file from under a tree somewhere in the African savannah. I mean, it's not warm, but there's just no Wi-Fi. And that notwithstanding, you guys have managed to just push out an incredible amount of really wonderful video, lots of diary stuff right from the scene, interviews you can't get anywhere else. Trailers.
Yeah, it's very cool. I've been reading it all weekend.
More to come.
Yeah, no, there's just packed with stuff. What are you guys sending today, Allison? Do you know yet?
We're going to actually send you, because we're all traveling today, we're going to send you a bloopers reel, the things that you did not see.
Oh, that's so
while
good.
At Sundance.
Thank you.
And probably, what else, Wynn? What else? Yeah, that's what Wynn says he was sending today.
All right, great. A blooper. Okay. That's what we're sending from Team Salt Lake. So that's pretty cool. The other thing we have is a bunch of posts from these people in the Cause Collective. And this is what I would hope to be like if I ever went to Sundance. They're part of the New Frontier on Maine. They do video mashups and just kind of crazy stuff. And they spent the first 2 or 3 days not sleeping and trying to get their project going. And sounds like they've gotten things under control and they've moved up the hierarchy of needs. Now they're partying. And Jessica Ingram writes today that she's finally found some whiskey. She's on her way to meet Robert Redford. So we have a lot of great photos
That's
from
so
them.
Cool. You know, I have full disclosure, one of the team members on that project is a very good friend of mine. A little shout out to Ryan Alexiev. So very cool to see them enjoying themselves. Lots of hard work. Lots of stress, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable for these filmmakers, what they've been through. Actually, we have a couple of filmmaker interviews we're probably going to pop up later on in the week that we're just not going to get to today. So there'll be a plenty more from Sundance all week long.
All right. Let's keep them coming. And we also are going to have some video from an interview coming up with Gil Scott-Heron, who's just too cool for school. The godfather of rap, the godfather of hip-hop. And you talk about Martin Luther King Day. This guy was here. He was right there with him. And he talks a little bit. He reads from a poem he wrote. Mm-hmm. They have a video of it.
It's a lovely reading, yeah.
It's a lovely reading. It's worth checking out. So come visit the blog. It's npr.org/Bryant Park. And we're still hanging out on Twitter, twitter.com/BPP. That's just growing and really getting toasty warm all the time.
Cool. Thank you, NPR Bryant Park Project's web editor, Laura Conaway. Stay with us. That interview we just talked about, musician and poet Gil Scott-Heron, one of the men behind the creation of the Martin Luther King holiday. That's today. That's why some of you people have the day off from work. So listen up. It'll be good. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.